Father, we thank you for the truth that we've listened to, the truth that we can sing together, that here in the power of Christ we stand. Not our own strength, not the strength of the government, not the strength of the police or the medical services, though we honour them all, but actually in your strength, because there is an eternal perspective that you have that's far beyond what we experience, far beyond what we know. So we pray this morning as we look at your word, as we turn again to something that's eternal, that you will help us, that you'll strengthen us, that you'll speak into our experience, and that we would be people who are willing to respond. In Jesus' name. Amen. I have a little bit of a confession to make to you. I quite like zombie movies. I know some of you will be shocked by that. Some of you will be a little bit concerned about that. But I find them quite funny. I find them quite amusing. There's even a chewing gum ad about it at the minute where he's reluctant to kiss the girl, but she says, "I know I'm a zombie, but I am hot." In the end, of course, as a young teenage lad, he kisses her. So I find it amusing, but actually, I'm not expecting any zombies anytime soon to be around the streets of Crawley. Not even Liverpool or Chelsea supporters come into that class. Maybe, no, not even Liverpool. But what is one of the things that has been happening that we've all noticed is the speed of change. We've all been watching the news, we've all been tuning in and seeing how quickly things have become stable. Even in countries that said they didn't have a problem are suddenly realizing they are. And that's why I'm teaching on this series that we've started a few weeks ago called A Time to Plant. You should see that on your screen now. And it's important that in these times where we actually see what we're rooted in, we actually see what we're grounded in, we actually see what we're planted in. It's not our health. There's no guarantee of that. We've seen that. It's not going to be in our career, because people are already starting to lose jobs or finding it difficult. It's not even a technology. As helpful as that is, technology doesn't give us that security. We've looked at a couple of key truths recently, and the first one is on your screen. Key truth one is that God wants our identity to be rooted in his love. And we looked in 1 Peter chapter 2, the fact that we're accepted, that we're chosen, that we're loved by God. That's a key truth that we need to be rooted in. Even when we can't physically be present with other people, we can experience God's presence and we can experience his love. There's another key truth. Key truth number two is that God works primarily through process, not just events. Now, I know we love events. We love ladies, you love getting a new dress or some new clothes for that big event that's coming up. Men will reluctantly get ready because they know it's too much trouble if they don't. We all like events. But actually, when you look at the Bible, God primarily works through process. So there's a couple of lessons that Peter learned. Peter was into events. He loved his events. He was impetuous. He was the spokesperson of all the disciples. But later on in life, he learned that God works through process. And so he says to us, make every effort to add to your faith. And he goes on and lists a number of character values that he says we should add to. I like how another version has put it. Make every effort to respond to God's promises. So because God has given us a promise that he's never leaving us, he's never forsaking us, we can respond. The other verse that Peter learned is helps us with process is that it's on your screen, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are a couple of key truths that we've looked at over the last few weeks. The one I want to introduce to you today is our third key truth that will be coming on screen for you now. God will take us through changing seasons of identity. We know we're living in times of great change. No one knows when this season of lockdown will finish. No one knows what it's going to look like in 3 months' time. Things change, and that means some of our identities will change. The Bible has something to say about that. And there's a story in a book called Ezra, and it's the story of the rebuilding of a temple, which was the center of the Jewish life and nation. You can see that still today when you see pictures of many people praying at that western wall. And this was a very important time in the life of the nation. And people gathered together to celebrate. And in Ezra chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, the people are gathering together. And this is what it says. Many of the older priests and Levites and family heads who had seen the former temple wept aloud when they saw the foundation of this temple being laid, while many others shouted for joy. No one could distinguish the sounds of the shouts of joy from the sound of weeping because the people made so much noise and the sound was heard far away. Do you know, I think that's a parable of our time where there's so much confusion, so much weeping, sound of weeping. There's times where people are shouting for joy. Maybe some of the kids thought this is a great opportunity not to be in school until they find out they still have to do homework. They still have to keep up the work. Some have shouted for joy because it's an opportunity to make some money. Shouts of joy for some, sounds of weeping for others. And we find ourselves in this period of transition, and maybe you find yourself in that place as well. What is God doing in this season? I think one of the things he's doing is he's changing our character. He's honing our character. He's working in what time feels more intensive. There are times where God's work seems less obvious, less intense when he's working on a character. But God uses each and every season that we go in. God uses that season to take us on to something new. Just as Kerry shared earlier about the butterfly, the caterpillar having to go into a cocoon and then change. The fact that he has to go into that cocoon in order to become changed into a beautiful butterfly. The Bible has something to say to that in our life. It's a familiar verse for some of you, and this is taken from the International Children's Bible. It's on your screen. Do not be shaped by this world. Instead, be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you. And you will be able to know what is good and pleasing to God and what is perfect. Those words, change within, in different versions, talk about transformation. I wonder, do any of you know how it relates to the story of the caterpillar and the butterfly? There's a word that's used. Philip will put the next screen on for us. I wonder, did you guess the word? I'm sure many of you were ahead of us. The word is metamorphosis. You can see the various stages of the butterfly, and that's the Bible word that's actually used. Remember when the caterpillar finishes its season as a caterpillar, it goes into that place and it almost goes into a mush. Actually, what happens is its skeleton begins to dissolve. Imagine how that feels. Suddenly, everything is beginning to dissolve around you. You're not a caterpillar. You're not quite a butterfly. You're in this mush season. And maybe that's how you feel. Many people say they feel in this stage where their life feels a bit of a mush. It's a metamorphosis. They're being reinvented. It can feel like a very reinvention of our identity. But God is in the process. Because he says to us, and our place of security is that we're loved. There are seasons maybe when we feel we lose our identity. It might be loss of a job. It might be loss of a loved one. It might be loss of a home. It might be the fact that you're not able to meet in church and that feels like a great loss to you. Your sense of identity is being challenged. But the Bible is very honest about changing seasons. God himself is our source of hope. God himself is the continued presence, not the current set of circumstances. One of the important words in the Bible is this word hope. We believe God is a God of hope. But that isn't a promise that everything's going to be okay. It isn't a promise of waving a magic wand and suddenly we're not going to have any problems. We're not going to have any pressures. No one that we love will catch the coronavirus. That's not a biblical sense of hope. It's not a vague sense that's hoping something doesn't happen to us. The trick is, in these seasons of uncertainty, to find your identity in God. To find what God has planted in you. As Kerry said earlier, what is it that God wants to transform you into? What is it that he wants to change you into? It won't be found on the news. It won't be found on social media. It can only be found in what God says from his word. That we can be changed into his likeness. Over the last few weeks, we've been talking about some ideas of change. And we looked at things called the 5 G's. We're going to look at that next week. We haven't quite got round to it because of the circumstances, but it's the focus of next week's message. And how can we allow God to transform us? There are 5 key things. It's about grace. It's not our works. It's not our effort. It's about a commitment to growth. It's about the groups that we're involved in. At the moment, that might be online, but people speaking into our life. It's the gifts that God has actually given us, and it's about us giving out of that as well. So is there any encouragement for us in this time of uncertainty? Well, I think there is, because of God's love, because God is a God of hope. But some of you may have heard of a lady called Corrie ten Boom. She was a Dutch watchmaker during the Second World War who facilitated the escape of many Jews from the Nazis. As a result of that, she herself ended up in a concentration camp and actually wrote a number of famous books. And this is what she says. She said, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away the ticket and jump off. You sit still and trust the engineer. Do you know, I think that's good advice for us. When we look at the order and design of the world, we see that they're engineer. There is an engineer. There is a designer. God has created the world. And in this time where it's uncertain for us, God still has a plan. God still has a process. The Bible's very clear that the world is held in his hands, that he has a plan, that he has a purpose, that he is working things out even when we don't understand. You see, a butterfly may not understand all the workings of the world, but he has his part to play. He has his part to play in bringing beauty and helping us understand as part of God's creation. So the big question for you today is, whatever you're experiencing right now, is there a bigger story? Is there a bigger picture? Is God wanting to bring a metamorphosis, a change, a transformation in your life? I think he is. I think he does. I think he wants to do it in me. I think he wants to do it in you. So trust in the work that God wants to do in you. What are some of the next steps that you can take? First thing I want to encourage you to do is be rooted in a relationship with God. For some of you who are watching, you've never taken the step to root your identity in God's love. But today I'm telling you that you can enter a relationship with God. There's a number of things that are on the New Life Church Crawley website, a number of short videos you can watch, a number of ways that you can contact us. But you should also see on screen now a YouTube link to a course called Christianity Explored, where you can sign up. You can sign up and watch the videos, or you can sign up and be part of an online group to actually find out how you can have a relationship with God, how you can have your identity rooted in God's love. So even when the circumstances aren't secure, You can have an eternal security. The second thing that I want to encourage you is to be rooted in a relationship with others. Yes, we have to be physically isolated. We don't have a lot of choice in that at the moment, but we don't have to be socially isolated. Reach out to people. Reach out to the church. Reach out to your friends. Keep connected, because it's so important that we actually do build that connection with one another. Let's pray before we have one or two final things to do, and then we finish our time together. Father, we thank you that our security is not locked into circumstances, that our identity as those who follow you is not locked into the systems of this world, the people of this world, but actually it's locked into the process that you have, that one day all things will be subject to the Lord Jesus, that all the kingdoms of this world will be placed under his feet. You're working towards that end. So we pray that we would become rooted in a relationship with you. When everything else is uncertain, that we would become rooted in a relationship with you.